This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
I'm so excited to be hosting the absolute only outlet that talks about drag of any kind on the entire internet right here on Drag Her, the podcast. This episode, I am really, really excited because this is like a holy trinity moment. And I'm not talking about the tuck. This is you are in the company of my pod family, my truly the disciples of stupidity. All of the three of us. I love them so deeply. They make me laugh. They make me cry. They make me squirt. It's Betsy Sodaro and Oscar Montoya.
Woo!
Hey!
Yay!
Filler queen.
Yeah!
Ew. Ew. Hi! How are my best friends?
Oh my gosh. Ooh. We're loving it. We're living it. It's the pandemic, baby.
And,
you know, today we are very much aware of our current situation thanks to this episode of Drag Race.
Oh, thank God. And I do mean Christian God for this episode. It was helpful.
The only God I know.
It was Christian so helpful God. To be reminded because I forgot. COVID was happening. So I'm really glad.
I did too. I was in Fort Lauderdale. And then this episode popped up. I was like, wait a second. I got to go home and be safe.
Yes. I think we're all okay. Let's just talk about it. This episode comes smack dab in the middle of the season. Okay. Actually, I lied.
Interesting.
Okay.
Just the placement of where this episode lies. Interesting already off the bat.
Interesting.
Because here's the weird iTunes thing. iTunes labeled this as episode 17.
Interesting.
Which means there has to be 16 episodes in the whole season.
And interesting.
Whoa.
Yes. So we're
How
only
many
at the
episodes
midway.
Have we watched already, though?
Eight. We've seen 8 episodes so far. That means there's 8 more episodes coming.
I smell a stunt.
You smell stunt.
Big stinky stunt, dude. Big stinky stunt, man.
I mean, I haven't done the countdown.
We're bringing all the girls back.
We start over.
We're bringing all the girls from season 1.
Because are there 8 or 7 girls left?
I think like eight or something.
Because last time was a double save, so no one was sent home. So
maybe nine?
Let's say seven. Okay, can we name the queens five, we're still around? Four.
Yes.
No. Let's see. There's Blair St. Clair. There's
Tammy Brown. Tammy Brown.
J. Jolie. And weirdly enough, Alyssa Summers is still in
Alyssa
there.
Summers is kicking it.
Yeah.
And her breastplate is paying off because the judges are loving it.
Oh,
the judges.
No, we weren't ready for the breastplate. That was at a time where the breastplate insanity was not hitting the drag norm, you know?
Right. Yeah. And now it's like up to the neck. You know, like just it's us, and I love it. It blows my mind every time. I'm like, whoa, Tamisha, look at those knockers, dude. Mm-hmm.
Tamisha always looked like she was getting strangled by her breastplate.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
truly,
they were constantly fighting.
You like sit down and breastplate takes over your face.
Getting like Vader choked out. Yeah. She was just always like,
holla at me, I know you know me. Holla at me, I know you know me.
I said what I
said. What?
I said what I said.
You can't hear what you're saying, Tamisha.
Okay, let's talk about the season as a whole. Because what do y'all think? What do y'all think about this season?
Ooh, I'm having fun.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
Is this a great season of Drag Race?
Ooh, and look at that immediate silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly, it is one where it's like,
That's very telling.
I don't know.
You know what it is? You know what the fatal flaw of this season is?
Huh.
Is that it was paired with Drag Race UK.
Interesting.
Because in my brain, as soon as you said it, I was like, yes, my immediate response is yes, but it does not hold a candle to Drag Race UK.
Wow. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you pair, it's never happened where two versions of Drag Race happen simultaneously. Exactly.
Right.
Right.
And this is the first time it's happened, and that's when we're seeing, like, wait a second. Uh-huh. Are you telling me that the show could be as good as UK, but it's not?
It's... UK.
See, here's
so
where I'm
good.
Torn.
Isn't it?
It's so good.
So wait, well, Betsy, you just saw Snatch Game UK last night. What did you think
right,
of that?
We were like, we need a palate cleanser after that dog shit.
Corona episode.
Let's watch a good... It was great, and I didn't even know most of the people they were being, but I was just like,
who are these
fucking funny, dude.
Who were these people?
Talk about killer breastplate on...
Bimini?
Bimini!
Oh, yeah.
I love
Bimini,
Bimini's... Dude.
Snatch Game. For me, it was just Bimini and everyone else in that particular episode. It was just, which I was surprised. I was like, I didn't know you were that funny.
Awesome. I know. I was surprised by how quick she was and how that whole, like, her breastplates were held up. Her breasts were held up in South Africa. She got her horse cheating on. Like, that whole thing just felt so off the cuff, but, like, so committed.
So good.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
So fresh. Good.
Okay, funny. I'm going to ask a really hard question for y'all.
Please.
Uh-oh.
I want you to list the top three best Snatch Games
performances
of all time.
Of all time.
Wow, that's evil.
Top three.
That's evil.
Shit.
And does Bimini rank amongst them?
Oh, God, this is hard.
Oh, man.
This is three is really hard.
Three is
so hard.
Oh, that's fucked up. Because I immediately want to say, like, oh, God, Ben de la Creme's Maggie Smith.
I was
could
thinking
be
that.
Up there.
I remember being
I was thinking
blown
that too.
Away by Maggie Smith.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I think Maggie Smith deserves
especially
to be up there.
Downton Abbey Maggie Smith. Yeah. It was such a smart move of, like, yes, you don't know, like, you don't know anything modern. Fantastic. Uh-huh.
Oh, so easy. And she just kept being so committed. And more impressively than the zingers was her interaction with the other queens.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
When she's like, I don't remember who said it was like, make her speak English. And she's like, English? We invented the... It was like, God, come
on. We originated the language. That gag. That was a great gag.
So good.
Okay, here's my top three. Are you ready?
Okay,
oh
who's
my
your top
god,
three?
I'm excited.
Ben de la Creme, Maggie Smith.
Yep.
Jinx Monsoon.
Okay. Yeah.
Little Edie.
Yeah. Yes.
Truly, I think that was like a turning point in Snatch Game where it was like, oh my God. Because, you know, she got a lot of shit for doing Little Edie because people were like, who the hell is she?
Right.
And she knocked it out of the park and offered a new strategy into Snatch Game where it's like, I'm going to do these little niche characters and infuse them with my own whateverness.
Which is smart.
Which is smart. And now is Snatch Game canon. Trust.
Yes.
Okay.
And the third one is, oh my God.
Kenya Michaels as Beyonce.
I was going to say, I was like, I mean, I think we all know Cynthia Lee Fontaine's Sofia Vergara was so good. So iconic.
I gotta say, though, she didn't fart and fall off her chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a big criticism.
She didn't fart and fall off her, so I don't know.
That was a big mistake. Well, then, in that case, we gotta give it to Jada Sophia's Amy Winehouse.
Oh, gonna say Jessica Wilde's RuPaul.
See... Wait, but that one is not as bad as the rest of these.
I mean, Amy Winehouse.
Well, what about Max's Sharon Needles?
I'm Sharon Needles. Okay,
rewatching that season for the first time since it came out because I was always like, I don't really like this season that much. I'm enjoying it. Max is so wild. Max just got like mad at them for talking about sex.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't like it, but don't be like, oh, like you're an adult.
Betsy, who are your top three snatches? This is too hard.
I'm sorry, Oscar, we interrupted you.
Oh, yeah.
What's your
final
third?
One, I was thinking about, Kennedy Davenport's Little Richard.
I almost said that, too. That's really good.
Because that is iconic and also changed the game for Snatch Game.
Right.
Male identifying people, like, free game for Snatch Game.
Right.
This is just too hard.
But I think that my third position goes to Alaska's Mae West.
See, I almost put that, too, you fucker.
I was thinking of Mae West because that was just so good.
Uh-huh. It was like
just every single line and just smart and just nailed
filthy
it.
And disgusting.
Which I might, hey, every queen, just get nasty.
That's it. Uh-huh. That's all I gotta do.
Get fucking filthy and you're set.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay.
Shit, this is hard.
Okay, I have three I'll rattle off.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sharon Needles, Michelle Visage. Was iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's true. Iconic.
That was really good.
It was good. And
very smartly played, I think.
Yes.
Sharon Needles was such a good player.
She's really good at Snatch
Drag Race.
You should see her Caitlyn Jenner is also really, really funny.
When did she do that?
Online. She did it like online and these Snatch Game shows they would do like on like cruise ships and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she literally gives Caitlyn like a hiccup, like a, it's me, Caitlyn Jenner. Like, it's so weird and funny. highly recommend. Okay, so
that's funny.
Then I'm going to say Alyssa Edwards, Joan Crawford.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
That one
yes,
was great.
Yes. Yes.
Because
just stop.
That's yes. all. That's all personality.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't.
Yep.
Cause she's
and I don't think she even meant it to be funny is the thing.
Because
she's only saying lines from Joan Crawford movies, but it works every time.
It works.
Like,
yes.
Great.
It works. And then she kills you with one really funny line that's like, this is not my first time at the Snatch Game. Yeah. Which is so funny.
So funny.
And finally, Bob, the drag queen, because he was the first queen
Bob.
To do a double dip.
That's very true.
He did Uzo.
Remember Chad's Cher?
Chad's Cher.
Oh my God.
Chad's Cher was great. Changing
so
the
good.
Hair. Woo.
So who's your top three? Or you can just name three other great ones or you can have a definitive
top three. I
might
go with three other great ones because like these are all the ones that have been popping in. I really enjoyed Pandora Box's Carol Channing.
That was fantastic. Didn't get much credit.
It didn't actually.
I remember being very blown away of like, that's funny and fun. Like, Yeah, Bob. I really love. I mean, you guys have named all of it. Like,
I know.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
I think we forgot the Vixen's Blue Ivy. I think we forgot that one.
Oh my god. We did forget that one, which is such a shame. We forgot Evie Oddly's Whoopi. So funny.
I forgot about that.
Yikes.
She won her seat. It's so weird because the other day I was saying like, oh, because Snatch Game is like it, right? It's like the turning point.
Yes.
It
yes.
determines who's the at the cream of the crop and who's in the bottom. And then I stupidly said, oh, every queen that does well in Snatch Game tends to win the season. But Evie did so bad that I think I must have just deleted it from my hard drive.
It's yeah.
Just
like, yeah. I think there's only a few queens who have done poorly in one, and they include Tyra Sanchez, of course.
Right.
I don't even remember.
She did Beyonce.
Remember Tatiana's Britney Spears?
Yeah, that was good.
That was legit good.
Was like,
Tyra also did Beyonce, which was a disaster.
Don't do Beyonce.
I'm married to Jay-Z.
It was just terrible. And Evie did rough, and then Trixie didn't do so well in All Stars 3.
Notice that silence.
Also, we're forgetting Bianca did great. Bianca was great as a Judge Judy.
Judge Judy fucking destroyed it. Fucking
it.
Nailed
There's
it.
There's some great stuff. You know, I'll even toss in Aquaria as Melania Trump.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Destroyed
really
it.
Surprisingly good. And I think a lot of that was because I was shocked that Aquaria could be so funny and quick.
Me right. too, but she destroyed it,
mm-hmm.
that game.
She did. The quip mm-hmm. about China is so, that's very iconic. Where
even from the very beginning, she wrote Michelle Obama on her title card. Like, that was genius, I thought.
So fucking smart.
So funny.
So,
smart.
So like, you know, to circle back to the episode of Drag Race, it's like,
oh, please,
we're waiting for,
please
for Snatch
get back
Game.
To this. Yeah, I'm waiting for Snatch
The fans
Game.
Are going to get pissed, Mono. They're gonna
I
be
know,
like,
I know.
You're a little distracted, but.
Yeah, they always get mad at us. Okay, let's bring it back.
To bring it back,
yes, go ahead, Oski.
It was a violation for me to get this episode now
right.
when uh-huh. Snatch Game was the episode that was promised to us last week.
I know. And I think that's right. why, though. Because I think they're like, hey, Snatch Game is coming. Like, which is like, it's such a tentpole that it's like, we can tease you for Snatch Game, but we know sure as hell we can't play this after Snatch Game. Does that make sense? It's like when you get a bad salad before the
main
course.
But if it's episode 17, then it's like, why don't you just play it?
I know.
Or have it be a little special before, or like
right.
either before the season or before an episode where it's just mm-hmm. like, yep, hey, cool. Now you have 3 hours to watch stuff. Yep. Drag related.
I mean, not to bring it back to UK Drag Race, but UK Drag Race gave us
great.
A COVID special and an episode as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen
remember.
The COVID special yet, but I hear it's
It was
good.
Like very quick.
Uh-huh. It was very quick.
And I loved how they all came back with different faces.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Sister in particular.
It's
sister,
so funny.
Sister. Yeah. Sister,
bring,
sister,
say,
sister,
oh, sister. I think sister, sister, sister is actually the one who came back to the race.
Oh yes.
I don't
sister, 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 sister.
Uh-huh. Sister, 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 sister. Well, her half-sister.
Okay,
being.
I see.
So that's
see.
Why they look so different. let's talk about though. Like you said, like UK is better. I don't think the UK season is necessarily better.
Interesting.
But I think,
interesting
whoa,
how wrong you are.
They're so... Mono.
Interesting
they're
how wrong
so
you are.
They're just so different. I want to be a diplomat and say they're so different. Like,
why?
I think UK is incredible. But I think U.S., I guess what I'm hoping we haven't seen the best of U.S. yet. Like, I think this season might start popping off a little bit more, is what I'm hoping. Because I feel like
yeah.
we're weeding out people. You know the way that
sure.
season 9 got better at the end? Remember yeah. how season 9 got so much better at the end of it?
Yes.
You
yes.
know?
Fully.
I mean.
Yes. I mean, maybe season 9, but season 9 had really, really great queens, I think, had a really, really great cast. And I think, not to say that this season doesn't, because I think this season has maybe 5 incredible queens.
Say the names. Season,
and that is a read to the other 50 that are on the season. But I think it started off weird with, like, everyone being saved for, like, the first 5 episodes. It was, like, this weird thing of, like, okay. And maybe that speaks on our conditioning of reality television, where it's, like, we expect someone to go home every episode. And that, honestly, that's a reflection on us as consumers of that media.
But it was
weird that we're like, okay, when are queens gonna go home, you know?
And it didn't happen. We're still holding on.
I wish there was, like, a little bit more of an explanation. Like, let's not have them, leave the mystery to the queens, but not to the viewers.
I love that.
That's genius.
I love that.
Also, it's like, yeah, I get it. It's COVID time. You want to keep them around because you've had, you made them quarantine. I would honestly love Rue to just say that. We're fucking keeping them around.
Right.
Because we couldn't have them quarantine and then one day later be like, okay, peace out.
Totally. And I think they were like, as long as we're filming something, can we do a couple more episodes and make more money for everybody?
Yeah.
Like sell more ads. I do think this was about selling ads this week.
Because
you can't, no one's going to watch if it's the finale's done, we crown a winner, and then we show this. No one's going to, and then we're like, yeah, I get it, Corona. But if you put it right in the middle before the most exciting, tasty episode possible, yeah, we're going to watch it and yell about it a little bit.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say to that is, that's the assumption that Snatch Game is going to be iconic.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Let me ask you this. What if it's not? What if there's no gags and goops?
I know. Ooh. Okay, I don't know anything. Okay, but I stopped because they show the preview and I like stopped and looked at what everyone is.
Oh.
I know
okay,
one.
Okay, Mono.
I know one is going to be fucking funny. Can I spoil one for you?
Oh my God. What is it?
Simone. I saw like there's some people who are like being YouTube people and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ah, okay, whatever. But Simone is doing Harriet Tubman.
No.
Yes, dude.
No.
And I think it's going to be iconic.
No, I think.
Because it's like Gigi Gorgeous and Patrick Starr and then Harriet Tubman holding a lantern. Like, no. I think it's going to be iconic.
No.
What do you think, Oscar?
No.
Stop quoting your favorite
historical figures.
Bold.
Stop quoting your favorite Meghan Trainor song. Tell me what you really think.
No.
I hate her so much. I fucking hate her. And by her, I mean you, Mono.
Okay. What do you think? Is that a smart risk or an insane risk?
You know, it's like, because I know this, that originally Trixie wanted to be Anne Frank for Snatch Game.
Ooh,
or at
girl.
Least she like auditioned with Anne Frank for Snatch Game for season 7. And then she didn't get that far, right?
In her season. Yeah, she
in
never
her
did
season,
Snatch
she didn't
Game.
Make it to Snatch Game. But I mean, it could be an eek moment, but knowing Simone, she's gonna turn something out. And it's like, listen, if it's done well. Major props. But here's my prediction. Are you ready? Because here's another spoiler from that clip is that Gottmik is being Paris Hilton, which
who she knows.
I said in the very first episode that I was like, if Gottmik does not do Paris Hilton, she's going to lose Snatch Game. And I think she's going to win Snatch Game. That's my prediction.
Interesting. Well, I like this prediction.
She's
going to
win
game.
Snatch Game.
You think she's going to win with Paris? Interesting.
Because here's the thing, Gottmik is kind of already giving me Paris Hilton like out of drag already. So And she's worked with Paris Hilton, so she knows her very, very well. Yeah, okay. So it's very much like Raja and Tyra Banks. Like, she knows Paris in a very specific way that she's going to give us something really surprising and really funny and really consistent.
Oh, that's exciting.
So but it could be fine. I am putting my money on Gottmik.
No, I'm putting my money on Simone. I think Simone's going to turn it.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk.
Let me tell you the other
ones. See if you're wrong.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna tell you all the other ones so we can make predictions and see how right or wrong we are.
Oh,
next week.
My god. Okay.
Wait, can Betsy and I guess?
Yeah, I like that.
Yes,
that's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
So we know those two. Who do you want to guess Rosé does?
Ooh.
Rosé.
I'm gonna say, because she's a Broadway queen, she's gonna do Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette, dude! Mm. That would be cool.
That would be cool. No, I'm sorry. That's not correct. She's doing... Rosé
and Arnold.
What? Did you say Roseanne
Arnold?
No, she's not that funny.
Not Roseanne Barr.
She's not that
Roseanne
smart or funny.
Arnold. Betsy!
Specifically from like 96
only when
being
she
like,
was married
I love
to
my
Tom
husband.
Arnold.
I love my husband.
I love my husband.
Okay.
Honestly, winner. Winner!
Okay, I'll tell you why I think winner. This is going to be good.
Don't say Barr, it's Arnold.
Comedically, I think it's a smart choice. You want to hear it? Mm-hmm. It's Mary, Queen of Scots. Now,
I am down for historical figures.
It can be a genius choice because you can do anything.
You
with
can
it.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And she's Scottish, so.
A historical figure. You can do whatever you fucking want. Smart. Uh huh. Smart.
She'll be safe.
Smart. Okay. Do you want to guess who Tina is?
Oh, God. Ronald McDonald. If she doesn't do Ronald McDonald, I will
I'm out of here. I'm jumping out the window. I'm fucking done. She better do. Or how about the entire movie of Backdraft?
Oh.
She'll show up in her entrance look.
Wait, that would be genius if someone did a movie instead of a person. Do a movie.
Or she could do the attraction at Universal Studios that I used to work at.
Oh my god. Yeah, why the fuck not?
Just a tour guide for Snatch Game. Just a tour guide.
Why not? Unless they're and Rue comes through and she's like, are you sure about it? Like, yes, stupid. Yeah, I'm yes, sure, you stupid idiot.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Her, do you want to know yet? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I want to keep guessing.
Okay.
A match.
Just a match. Just the Titanic boat.
She's a match living in the Beauty and the Beast world.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
An Olympic torch.
No. She is unfortunately doing Richard Simmons.
Okay.
That could be good. But it also involves fake legs. Just like we just saw on UK.
That bit was fucking funny.
It was funny.
Fake
it was
legs.
Funny.
Holy shit.
Ahura was robbed. It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very funny bit.
Fake legs are always
fake work. Legs,
always
fake
funny.
Arms.
Come on.
A whole dummy. Very funny.
Okay. Okay, Candy Muse, do you want to guess?
I mean, Yes, of course we do.
First of all, say it's a YouTube-ish person, so I don't know if you're going to know.
This
no
might be
idea.
Out of my wheelhouse then.
Okay, is then we're then just say who she should have done. Who should Candy Muse have done?
I think Mother Earth.
That's funny.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I thought you were going to say Mother Teresa.
I thought you were going to say Mother Goose.
Mother Goose. These are all so good.
Honestly, Mother Goose. Yeah, Mother Goose.
That would be so good. Mother Teresa would be funny too. Like, yeah, Mother Teresa.
That's a chicken noise. Honk, honk.
Cluck.
Honk, honk. Okay, she's Patrick Starr.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, a YouTube person.
They're just a very genderqueer makeup artist person.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't know about that one.
I know.
Like, with moves like that, it's like, okay, then you have to essentially, you got to create something. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know any specifics about
Patrick
Starr.
I think that's
Starr,
big
but,
because, like, RuPaul specifically most likely won't get the reference if it's, like, a deep underground,
totally.
Like, YouTube person? I don't know.
Totally. I don't know. It doesn't seem like
to me
right
it's like
choice.
Sort of cheating. I don't like it when Snatch Game queens do other queens from Drag Race or YouTube celebrities. It just feels like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I think also because I'm like, I don't get it, man.
I know.
Who's this fucking person?
It doesn't mean anything to me. It's also right. Like you're already doing, I don't know, just to do someone who's super draggy and makeup-y, you're already doing that.
Right.
Like, we
already
yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Right. Guess Olivia Lux. Who do you think Olivia Lux will do?
I feel like Olivia's going to do really well.
Olivia is going to be the statue of the Oscar award.
Interesting. I was going to say the Cable Ace Awards.
Oh my shit. God. That's a good one, too.
Whoa. I was going to say Cable Guy. I thought she was going to do Jim really Carrey's Cable one. Guy.
But in the medieval times outfit.
Yeah.
There'd be tons of costume changes.
Yes. Hey, this is also a person I don't know, but it seems to be a chef named
a chef?
Patricia Brown.
A chef?
Unfamiliar.
Maybe a TV chef or something.
Patricia.
Yeah, look up Patricia Brown. She's holding a spatula and Brown. Seems to have a gourd in front of her.
Patricia Brown, chef?
Hey. Are we finding it? Is it a thing? Is it real?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, guess... Denali. Guess Denali. I think her pick is also good, I'll say.
Oh, I think it's
really?
Tanya Harding.
Oh, that would be genius.
Oh my gosh, Betsy, that's it. That would be it.
God, that would be so, it. Unfortunately, different. Does not include her brand, which might be a shame.
What about Nancy Kerrigan?
Okay, Nancy Kerrigan would have been genius.
That would be fun. Tara Lipinski.
Michelle Kwan?
Just a very respectful Michelle
Brian
Kwan.
Brian Boitano. Very respectful.
You can say you didn't laugh, but you can't say I didn't do Michelle Kwan.
That Canadian duo who like truly won, but then the judges like hated them, but then the world got mad, so they got a gold again. You remember that? That I can't remember
vaguely.
When that was from.
Oh my
Maybe
Lord.
2002.
No, she is coming as a Tide pen. Just kidding.
That's awesome.
No, she's doing Jonathan Van Ness. That could be good.
Whoa!
Oh, that's going to be funny.
Wow.
Jonathan Van Ness is funny.
And that's easy, really easy, really fun.
Easy.
Yeah. That's
Whoa.
Brilliant. That's actually really brilliant.
So
that's
easy.
By cool. The, I'm by excited the way, we have, to see that.
I am too. I think that could be really funny. So there are 9 queens, by the way. We still have
nine
queens in the fucking competition.
Wow. And we're 8 weeks in.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm down. I'm
happy.
Listen, the pandemic is gonna Yeah, exactly. I need this.
Okay, guess Elliot. Guess what Elliot does.
Oh boy.
Elliot.
It doesn't matter. Elliot's going home next
Ooh.
Week.
Whoa.
Mark, I'm telling you right now, this is my prediction. And all of you listening, write it down, jot it down. Gottmik is going to win. Ellie with 2 T's.
Wow, I like this prediction.
That's my prediction. And it's bold. It's a bold claim, but I'm doing it. I'm making it.
God, you might be right. Because I'm thinking I could see Simone doing okay. I think they were like, that was pretty funny. But also, you were working with source material of Harriet Tubman.
Simone will be safe. I think the bottom two will be one of those YouTube people.
Right.
That I don't know, and Elliot with 2 T's, and it wouldn't matter because Elliot too.
But
with 2 T's
I think Elliot is gonna do ET.
Should do ET.
Oh, that's smart.
Should 100% do.
That's
yeah,
smart.
But sick dying ET when he looks like a little piece of shit.
Like I think she's gonna
white
do
pieces of shit that's been outside for a while.
we all know ET in a wig is a gay icon. And
I mean, come on,
E.T.
that's the move you make. That's the move you make.
Yeah,
that's the move you gotta make.
I would like to see
more
ET
like,
in a wig being like.
Yeah,
work,
I want to see more of ET
work,
with a wig.
Bitch.
I want to see the female gremlin. Like those
yes,
are the people that I want to see on
gremlin.
Snatch Game.
Yeah, E.T. in a wig, pounding a beer and getting drunk. Let's do it. That's so good.
Well, I'm sorry to say she's doing Rue McClanahan. Rue.
No.
That's
which is
tough.
Gone. Bye.
That's tough. That's, divisive. You gotta be good.
It's not divisive. It's bad. I mean, I don't.
It's failed like, many a queen in the past.
You have to be good Crystal. At that.
Crystal on UK did it and it wasn't super amazing.
Yeah, it's tough to do. You can't touch the and Golden to your, Girls.
To this, Raven did Paris Hilton in season 2 and it was only okay.
Right. But
right.
But she's not funny is the thing.
Oh.
Gottmik is
funny. Oh, but you really went there.
I mean.
Oh, but you really went there.
But I think I Oscar's mean, right too of like if Gottmik knows Paris, it'll be like yeah, Raja yeah, yeah. doing Tyra, which was awesome. Those bloody eyes, very funny.
Very
this was
funny.
Before they got very Snatch funny. Game. Like, I remember in season 2, they were like, you, like, made her funny. And, like, that's not how they act. It's like, yeah.
That's a lot of queens for a while of being
yeah.
like, I'm going to do Beyonce. I love Beyonce. I will not make fun of Beyonce. And it's yeah. like, but what? Come
yeah,
on.
That's like,
you're not
yeah.
necessarily making fun of them. You're just...
That's like Morgan McMichael's doing Pink. It was like,
right.
okay.
Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, guess Utica. Guess Utica.
Oh, Utica.
Utica.
Utica. Utica's going to do something wild.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. She could actually be in the bottom, though, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly worried about Utica. I want her
it
to do well,
go
but,
either
like,
way.
Oh, my God.
Me, too. I think, oh.
I'm also starting to think.
Olive oil?
I think.
Oh, that would be
olive
genius.
Oil would be awesome.
That would be genius.
Like, I don't know what the copyright stuff is involved in that stuff, but
right.
Like,
well, to that point.
Hopefully olive oil.
Used car salesman cartoon
yeah.
balloon tube. She,
yep,
can, she should do that.
That's good. That's good. Jack Skellington?
That would be really funny. But then again, how funny if she did Roseanne Arnold.
So good. Roseanne.
Is she doing Carol Burnett? She
okay, here's what I'm worried. She's doing Bob Ross. And I don't know. That's
right.
That's kind of tricky.
That's tough.
She's kind of low energy. And I don't know. Doing a low energy character.
That might be bad.
That might
what if
be
it's
bad.
Like Bob Ross who just found out... Bob Ross, who just found out his like car got hit.
Yeah.
Something that makes him mad.
Like, or like Bob Ross Matthews. So it's like Bob
Ross.
Ross.
Oh my
Matthews.
God! Stop it!
Bob
stop,
Ross
stop. Right
dress
now.
For
stop
less.
Right now! Stop right now! I don't like this conversation. I don't like it. No. We
Come
can't
on,
talk about
Oscar.
That. No.
Oh, Oscar. Okay. Well, Oscar's running away. We have to go catch him. So we'll take a really quick break. To go catch him. Come back here!
Get back
I'm
here!
I'm a gingerbread man!
Somebody should do that.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door
I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break. All right, we're back and we're talking about this iconic episode of Drag Race.
Oh, yes, we are. We're talking about
so much fun talking about this episode. Okay, I wrote down like three things about this episode.
Okay, let's
talk about why we didn't like this episode a little bit more. I think we kind of said it, but some people are enjoying it online. Some people are. I did not enjoy it because I feel like it's a documentary on what's happening right now in front of me. It's like a documentary on the meal I'm eating. It's like, why am I watching it?
Right. I'm with you of where it's like, oh, I really look forward to Friday nights so I don't have to give, like, to check out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an escape. And we were given no escape.
I think also the tone of this episode felt so weird to me. It was like RuPaul in like Dateline drag.
Yes.
Why so, truly, to quote the Joker, why so fucking serious? Like,
right.
Oh my Your lord. All these movie. Dramatic shots of the queens taking off their masks. Like, really?
It was
yeah, doing like, it this way?
Those like camera moves of like zooming in on them slow-mo and just like, yeah, just.
If you counted the minutes of mask removal, I think it's 13 minutes of the whole special. What were you going to say, Bo? It was so weird.
Because I do like seeing like audition tape episodes and stuff.
Yes, more of that.
Like, I feel this could have been earlier on. Or I said, truly just like a tag on before an episode or something. Of just like, here's a little extra content. But don't worry, here's also the show.
Actually, totally. Betsy, that's a brilliant idea. Like, what a cool way to put this episode as the first episode.
Mm. I think that to would sort be of really
introduce
neat.
Us
introduce
into
the queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ratings
because
would
also,
tank.
You think so?
I don't know.
But also, we like didn't get to know the queens like you usually do this time around because of the...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But make it like, it would be fun if it was a 3-hour long first episode.
Sure.
I'd love it. I'd be down.
I would watch it. I would be so excited. I'd be jazzed. Yeah, I know. It's here. It's truly edging us all when all we want to do is nut. And I don't know.
Like, I wanted to nut so hard and then it started. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. And you were trying to nut and it was just like an uphill battle.
I was trying to nut.
Mm-hmm. You were rubbing your puss on everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Wilma.
truly. I mean, I'm really close friends, and Betsy showed me her clit, and it is gone. It's gone. It's
I
like
a
yikes eraser. There's nothing left. You got too excited about using it, and it's gone.
It's like a yikes eraser that like there's not a lot left, but then you also left out like in the sun, so it's just hard. Yeah. You remember that? Like you would go to like erase and then it just marks your paper.
Yes. It dried up.
It dried up, man.
Yeah, your clit's all dried up. Oscar, do you want to talk about your clit now?
Yeah, this is clit chat, right?
Clit chat. Yeah. Segment we like to call clit chat.
The only clit focused podcast on the whole internet.
Yo!
Yeah, I didn't need this reminder. I just was like, this is boring. I also, like, this is executive realness in the worst way, where they're, like, being executives, and it feels like they're campaigning for an Emmy, for, to me.
Interesting, and I see it now. Yeah. Okay.
It was very congratulatory. I felt like they were really just applauding themselves for being safe and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't, leave
Which
me alone.
It is like, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, let's talk about this. You both have worked on productions during the Ronas. And okay, so you don't, we don't need more reminders of this. Right?
Yeah, it was interesting because it's, yeah, I was like shooting something while, you know, the pandemic was happening. So when I saw a lot of the BTS footage of them like getting their nose swabs and all that stuff, I was like, oddly triggered in not a fun way. I was like, I don't want to relive this. Oh, gross, awful. Because it's not, here's the thing. It's like, it's great to get work, as we all know, during this time. But it was also not fun to be, I mean, for me and my shoot, it was like not necessarily like the most fun to be so aware of the pandemic.
Totally.
While I was shooting, you know?
Right, right.
Totally.
Right.
I, yeah. Any thoughts on that, Betsy? Just
yeah,
pretty
I'm
much same
to think,
old.
Because it was, I think I was just so pumped. I didn't care. You know, I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, man. So I'm back. I feel kind of better. But it is wild. But I think it is, there's something though, I think, for people who aren't doing that, I think there is something of like, oh, that's interesting that that's how they do it.
That's a fair point. That's a really
But for me
point.
Personally, even without having just been on a set or whatever, I was very much like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I see it all the time. That was just my thing. I'm just like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, but that being said, though, there were some, I mean, you know, I'm shitting on this episode, and it's because I'm so, like, salty that it wasn't Snatch Game or wasn't, like, an actual episode of Drag Race. But, I mean, there were some cool things about this special. I mean, we found out that certain queens were positive for COVID.
That blew my mind. But also, that was shocking. Course, like, just with the numbers, like, oh, God, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Shocking.
And then
it was cute to hear Candy
my
Muse.
My love, Tamisha, got COVID after
the show, which is so crazy.
Oh,
it was nice to hear.
It was so sad.
Candy did make me laugh when she was just like, I know it's so serious and grave, but it was funny when she was talking about getting COVID and like just become a sleeping beauty and pass away alone.
Well, it's funny because it's like everyone else's story. This is why I love Candy Muse so much. It's because everyone else's story is like, I had my mother to help me.
Yes.
I had my partner to help me.
Partner.
And Candy Muse is like, bitch, I live alone.
And I just kept thinking, this is it.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to happen.
Like, truly relatable queen for real.
Very relatable. We also admit Tamisha Iman is a news buff. Did anyone else laugh?
That made me laugh so hard. I'm like, and I am a news buff. I love watching the news. It's like, oh, good.
She read what she read. You know, she.
What does news buff actually mean?
I don't know.
Is it you watch the news?
I think maybe.
I guess so. Buff. I don't know what a news buff is, but it's just like, because when you're an adult, you just should know the news. So I don't know if you're a buff anymore, you know?
I mean, does that make us news buffs too?
I guess so. We're news buffs. I feel
I would think
buff.
I'm not though. I feel I get my news from people telling me.
Right.
I feel mine are like, you told me everything.
I feel like I'm a serial news buff. You know, like I weirdly know about like when serials are coming back, you know? Like,
oh, yes.
I see.
From discontinued. Not S, C. C serial news. No, I mean, but also news is such fucking bullshit, which whatever. It's like you can read something, especially this year. There were so many times where it's like, you don't need a mask. I read it in the news. And it's like, you now need 8 masks and you can't even call people anymore. It's really weird.
And you still might get COVID.
Right?
Yeah. There's still a good chance you'll get it.
Are there any queens that you saw that you were like, oh, I think I fell in love with this queen more because of the special.
Oh, that's good.
I felt a little more sweetness for Rosé because I have said I've had a really hard time.
Interesting, because I'm the opposite.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Big picture, I'm just going to come out and be honest. Don't judge me. I am
cancel him, please.
Not really here for Rosé. That doesn't mean I want anyone to hate her
comfort
online.
Her, comfort, please come for Mono. I need all y'all's venom.
Oscar?
Rosé heads unite.
I don't know what you're doing right now. But I'm not really invested in, I have no Rosé stocks in anymore. How about y'all? Silence.
Notice silence. That silence. I'm just kind of like, okay. Okay.
Rosé's fine, but I think Rosé has like the blueprint of queens before her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That have, to me, Rosé is like, honestly, Ms. Cracker 0.2, you know, 2.0, I should say. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... And it's not like I
so
hate Rosé.
It's not
I think
even a
Rosé
second
is...
version. It's an update on the first version. If it's 0.2,
exactly.
It's like your Apple software update where you're like, what? 0.2.3?
And that's Rosé.
Fixes bugs.
Exactly. I think like
stability issues.
It makes me think because like Rosé's a good performer and like a really great lip syncer. And actually she won me over in the Rusical episode. I was like, oh my God, I saw something in Rosé that I have never seen before. But then in this special, there was something.
Talk to me.
I don't know. It was like when she was talking about her partner
getting
it
filled,
was a little like, okay, girl, like, I don't know. It just felt a little like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She didn't seem warm to me.
She's not warm.
Right.
Or at least we're not seeing it.
Yeah. I didn't really want to.
I also feel
Rosé.
Like, and I'll say this, and everyone's going to come for me. Rosé would be cannibalized on us. An early personality-driven season of Drag Race. Like, imagine Rosé on season 3 or 4 or 5. Like,
yeah.
To me.
She'd be a villain, for sure.
She'd be a villain and maybe an early casualty. So, I mean, like, I am here for Rosé's technical prowess, but I need to see something to like.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see that Jim Carrey Robin Williams kid.
Yeah.
Big
sell. That's what I'm waiting. That's a huge thing.
Didn't we see Jim Carrey though in her yellow look?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, orange look.
I saw that.
Yeah, she was clearly doing Liar Liar. I thought it was so good.
Oh, interesting. I thought she was doing Man on the Moon.
Oh,
I thought it was the number 23. Remember that movie?
You know, that's it. That's definitely a Betsy.
Okay, I also need to say that Tina Burner looks like Montana Max, and that's all I have to say about that.
Come through, Tiny Toons reference.
Oh, Tiny Toonsy.
I mean, she really did, though, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Tina.
Y'all were saying before we recorded would be a great runway, and I
Tiny
agree.
Toons? Yes.
Tiny Toons runway.
Love Tiny that. Toons would be so cool.
Wait, what would y'all do? What would y'all come out as in Tiny Toons runway?
Ooh,
the little Tasmanian devil.
Little Tasmanian.
Oh my God, yes.
I would do what's the girl's name? Who's
like, Elmira?
Elmira. You know, I would slay Elmira.
You would 100% be Elmira.
I'm so just, Elmira. That's my love
very
language.
Elmira.
My love language is Elmira. Like for real.
Until you die.
I would be Dodo for sure.
That's really
Dodo is great. I love Dodo.
The most important character in the Tiny Toons franchise.
How are you going to pull off the single foot wheel? How are you going to pull that off?
Bitch, I got stunts.
What about the sad moment where they're like, there was in an international wig shortage. What about that moment in this madness?
Wait, what?
There was a moment in it where they were like, there was a wig shortage. And worst of all, we couldn't have the pit crew there. Like, there was
I know, that was... But see, it's like that kind of stuff is funny to me and a take I want to hear in a COVID special. Like, I want to hear Olivia Lux get mad that the pit crew isn't around. Like, yes, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear Candy Muse being like, oh, y'all thought we had wigs? No, we couldn't get wigs. Like, yeah. That's what I want to hear. But because the tone was so fucking serious,
it felt
so out of place for those, like, those, like, little fun hot takes. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I even felt like, I felt bad for the queens having to... yeah, be so serious about this thing. Like, because I feel, you know, there were those moments of just like, and I had to quarantine where it's like, and this happened also on like The Bachelorette and The Bachelor of like them forcing these people to be like, it was so hard quarantining where it's like, yeah, but now you get to do what you wanted to always do. Where yes, and they, like the queens got the chance to be like, and it's awesome now to get to hang out and with other queens and do these things. But it's kind of like, I just kind of wish we didn't have to, we didn't have to make it so serious and like try to be like, this is so hard, where it's like, hey, yep, I had to stay in a hotel room for 14 days, but now I get to fucking hang out and do my thing.
But see, like, that makes me think, like Mono said, that it's just a way to gun for that Emmy. Like, it just feels so produced. I mean, to say Drag Race is produced is like is water wet, you know? Like,
yeah.
But it just feels so like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I will say I teared up at the end when, at the very end, when Rue was just like, COVID, like, we got to thank our first responders. I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
We fucking do.
Rue made me laugh at several, I like seeing little moments of unseen footage. I really enjoyed seeing Rue do the Blair St. Clair thing where, like...
oh, so funny.
That weird thing where it's shush and I'm cold.
Yes.
Which is, a weird holdover from Blair St. Clair, which I think is iconic and we should all be doing more.
We can never forget be quiet, I'm cold.
I'm cold.
Be quiet. This is a library and the air conditioner is on blast.
Oh my god. And what
but
about
I also I yeah, felt I was like weirdly touched by not weirdly touched I was touched by Kimora. I honestly love Kimora Hall so freaking much.
It was sweet.
And really, I think I love her as a queen. I think she's so fucking stunning. Her drag is like incredibly valid and like just stunning. And to hear her talk about her struggle with drag. I mean, this girl has like a lot of unfinished business when it comes to like embracing her drag identity. Like, it was actually really refreshing to hear Kimora talk about that kind of stuff with like coming out to her family as gay and then coming out as a drag queen. Like, I appreciated those moments a lot.
But we can have those in the show.
Yes.
Like, we can have that.
Yes, we can.
Because it, like I said before, It felt the first like four episodes. I was like, "Who are these people?"
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And and usually it's immediately like, "Oh my god, I'm rooting for you." Know you learn these things, and I really did love seeing Kimora Hall in this.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think ultimately, what's so criminal about the special is that it was titled after a Tina Burner quote, which I can't abide by.
So how do you really feel?
You can't keep a good queen down. Like,
yeah,
oh,
Corona
no.
can't.
Oh, no, honey.
You didn't love. You didn't live.
I mean,
So tell me how you feel about Tina Burner then. Really tell me how you feel.
Oh, girl, I've been saying. I mean, anybody who's listened to me on Drag Her knows that me and Tina Burner, oil and water, honey. Like, she might be a good person. But no,
not
sorry.
For you.
The oil
sorry,
lights
honey.
On fire.
No, I'm sorry. I love you, Tina, but turn around
Ooh. And
burn your clothes.
Oh Ooh. My God. Oh, and That is the fucking tea.
I'm just excited to see her on All Stars eventually when she is banned from wearing orange,
you're not allowed.
Yellow, and red. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, if she makes it through the year, poor dear.
What if
you
know, she's
older than dirt, so she's probably going to die soon.
What if she stays Tina Burner, but changes to be like, hey man, I'm Tina Burner, dude.
And then she's honestly, always wearing green.
Honestly,
and then
she's all her and Laganja Estranja team up,
yes,
and become the dynamic duo. I would, I would love. I would buy all the merch.
Yes.
Oh, Betsy, that's so inspiring.
That's good. You need to make that happen.
Okay.
So, and the only other thing I really need to say about
Churn
special
it and burn
is
it, bruh.
Olivia was so tickled by her anal option joke. Olivia was so. Did you? There was this moment
I love her.
It was like she's the. It was truly like she's the first person who has ever said that. You know.
She's so sweet. She's like, what a cutie.
I love her.
She's really adorable.
I am a little nervous, though, because I feel like there's a storyline that could potentially happen where Olivia, we'll get to see Olivia's demons. Like, she's turning into a diva. Like, they've sort of planted that seed of like, oh, she's a diva. So, you know, I'm a little nervous about how Olivia's going to turn out in the show. But I love her. For now, I love her.
I'm happy. Okay, well, let's talk about this. Who do you think is going to win the season? And who do you want to win the season?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think this is tough.
Okay,
here's
what
I think.
Mono.
I think Gottmik is going to win the season, but I want Simone to win
the season. Dude, I think that's mine.
Yeah.
That is 100% mine too. And if you look at my Instagram, I do have a highlight in my Insta stories where I predicted
this,
the order of the elimination, and I've been wrong once, but hopefully if Elliot with two T's goes home next week, we've righted the ring
back on track.
But I definitely did predict Gottmik was the winner and Simone was the favorite to win.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good.
But what if we're wrong?
I know, because I could see Olivia Lux. Dude, I could see Olivia winning.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be in the top three?
Oh, okay.
I think for me, Olivia, Simone, and Gottmik. I think that's also who I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be fucking right. I'm trying to think. That third spot is really up for grabs to me in a world where there's a top three. But it's like, there might be, which is interesting because like, they probably filmed it there. They're probably like, finale is filmed there. We're doing it old school.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. What if it's even a top two? That would be fun if the last episode is just two queens.
That would be awesome.
And it might
happen. That would explain the 17 episode run.
Let's see. 8.
9 left. And 9 queens left. Wait.
Yeah, the math is still weird. There's 8 episodes and 9 queens left.
Oh,
there's something.
Oh, that's
top two.
It could be a top two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting.
And if that's
new
the case,
thing.
It's between Gottmik and Simone.
It absolutely is.
Oh man, what a good top two. Yeah.
Oh my God! It's gonna be close.
And
it's a double crowning again.
No, how dare you? Ew.
RuPaul's gonna
crown all of them as winners. It's top model. Like, season 13 queens are the winners.
Oh God!
Because you did it during COVID.
Yuck!
The clues are all there. The ending song is "I'm a Winner."
Oh God!
Sent home 4 episodes.
I'm
a winner, baby. Oh, they're all gonna get changed into babies.
That's incredible. And then Tina Burner's going to be like, oh, whoa, man, what's going on?
Hey, man, it's me, Tina Burner. What month is it? Huh?
I love the reality in which Tina Burner turns into Pauly Shore.
That's very good.
Okay, what needs to happen for this to become a canon season of Drag Race? Like, you can make a wild prediction, like two queens go home, another fight. But like, what needs to happen for this season to be like, okay, this is now incredible? You know, like season four was made better by kind of the sisterhood, you know, of it all. Season five is made better by, you know, truly Sharon and Fifi fucking hating each other.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I'm sorry. Alyssa Coco truly hating each other.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Four also had Willem fucking puke and leave. We need more puking and leaving.
Four more puking really and leaving. Season eight was so good because it was just talent.
You know what I keep
talent?
Expecting to happen that hasn't happened yet?
What?
I am waiting for a queen to refuse to leave the stage.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm waiting for a queen to be like, I won't sashay away. I Dude, simply won't. I deserve
I
to be
Utica
here.
I can see Utica doing it.
Uh-huh.
What?
That would be fun.
I feel
that's
Utica's
the gag.
Getting like
that's the gag.
More and more confident and like, Utica's and I like, could see Utica being like, nuh-uh, Rue.
Totally. Utica's like, I talked to God and God told me this is my purpose. I will not leave.
I love that. And honestly, like whoever, this would be the season to do it, especially when Candy was saved.
Right.
That lip sync. If I were a queen that was sent home, if I was Elliot with two T's, who is definitely going home next week, I would be like, no, I won't, because Candy got to stay. What is it about Candy staying that is good and that I shouldn't stay?
Wow.
That's fun.
I would do that just to cause shit. Ooh. And like, that's that would be iconic.
That would be
unheard of.
It would be pretty iconic.
That would be incredible. And then I would hope that queen would just constantly do that at every tour they do. Okay,
last
let's bring
call.
Out the other queen. Uh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
No and everybody's way. Like, yeah, you're doing the thing you did. Yeah.
God. Yeah, I don't know. And what else?
Fight, dude. I mean,
has that ever happened? A queen getting sent home for throwing bows?
There's one early on where they're like digging through trash or something. Somebody's like, I got elbowed.
Someone's head gets smashed by the dumpster lid.
Right.
Yes.
You know, Mystique and Morgan almost fight.
They almost did.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Well, we know in season three, something sketchy happened which they kind of tried to bury. The whole fight between Shangela and Mimi I'm First was apparently did get physical, and we didn't ever get to see that.
What?
Yes.
Well, spill the tea, girl. We need to know.
I just heard it's like the production got shut down for 2 or 3 weeks. Like something happened. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Wait, then did Mimi pick someone up?
And then Mimi picked someone up.
Oh, yeah.
So crazy. So crazy. Whoa. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of tea on that. And in fact, and if you go look at there's a dramatic change in the looks between episode like 3 and 4 or whenever it happened. And like there's people, they have like beards and different hairstyles. And it's like, what? What happened? And like,
wow,
massively different hair growth. If you go back and look at Delta Works hair, there's a significant crazy change in the hair. So,
whoa.
Anyway, yeah, it's wild. Okay. We already had a queen get eliminated from Corona, but we haven't had someone on the set being escorted out. Get Corona.
Wait, say that again?
No,
sorry, Tina Burner. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just trying to brainstorm gags in this world. What's next? What's next?
Tina Burner catches on fire.
On purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose. Part of a reveal.
That would be interesting if like a stunt goes wrong or something, or someone has to be rushed to the hospital.
Right.
Yes.
That'd
be good.
That never happens.
Yeah. That hasn't, like, I'm surprised that no one's done a death drop or a dip that's like broken their ankle or knees.
Some of those moves, I am so surprised that they're able to get up afterwards. Like,
true. Right?
So true.
I saw a video where like a queen did a death drop and like passed out.
What? Probably because they hit their head and they were
they like landed on their head and just passed out.
Oh my God.
So like every time a queen does a dip or a death drop, I'm like, are they gonna get
so
out?
So weird.
Me too.
And then have a bunch of queers around you going like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if I saw a queen,
she was like, "No, she's Sleeping Beauty right now, honey.
She's out. She's gone. She's deceased." Wow. Wow. Well, that was this episode?
Question mark.
Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Any other rogue predictions or things you want to say, my very favorite friends in the whole world?
That's nice, Mono.
Yeah, I like
that's
y'all.
Nice, Mono.
I'm going to plug both of the podcasts we have together right now.
Oh, because yeah, do it.
They're such a treat. I have one on Patreon with Betsy. Betsy, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called We Love Trash. Because Mono and I, we love everything that's trashy more than anything that's good.
True.
And so we talk about movies, TV, food, people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just kind of lose our minds. lose our minds once a week for an hour, an hour and a half. And
do you guys do
so
album
fun.
Reviews? You guys should do like a just like... a CD review of like really trash, like what's his name? Corey Feldman's like album.
Whoa, that would be fun.
We've done a
Oscar,
compilation.
Oscar, we'll have you on to do that.
Yeah.
I would love, honestly.
We did a music compilation called Now That's What I Call Trash.
Yes.
Ooh.
Where we put together a trash album. But we haven't done that. That's fun.
So fun.
And then I have another podcast with Oscar. Oscar, will you tell us about that?
Yes. It's called Podcast Killed the Video Star. And it's a music video podcast where we form the top 100 most definitive music videos of all time. And the listeners get to pick which one gets to make it in the countdown. Mono nominates a video. I nominate a video.
Wow.
And then... one of our anchor supporters nominates a video, or we talk about like a video that's in the cultural zeitgeist, and then y'all vote which of these of those three get to make it to the top 100. It's really fun. It's really gay.
Yes.
So if you love Drag Her, you're going to love Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Yes. And the links for both of those are in the description of this episode. So click, 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 support us.
I have a, how is Limp Bizkit's I Did It All for the Nookie doing?
It's we're saving it. It's okay. So good. Okay. We're saving it.
Yeah, because that just might, that should probably be the end of the podcast.
Well, will you come on and do that with us? Will you come on and that has to be your pick?
That has to be.
It has to be your pick.
Done.
Oh my God. I love y'all so much. If you are listening to this, support us by giving us 5 stars. Thank you for leaving those reviews on Apple Podcasts. They make such a difference. Honestly, whether they're positive or negative, I gag. I value your voice. It's such a good time. And listen to all our lives on the feed or on our Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Comment, keep the conversation alive. I love talking to all y'all on there. And until the snatch game, I guess we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.